You may think of it as an idle pastime on your trip to and from work. But reading and driving is a serious offense that can damage your car, your book, or even lead to a run-on sentence in jail. Independent studies show 1 in 5 drivers reading Timothy Finley will be in an accident. 1 in 2 readers of Kurt. We're committed to Canada's amateur athletes because they work harder, push farther, and know no limits. They seek greater opportunity, inspire, and always rise to the challenge. Last month alone, the athletes we support with Athletes Can returned with 5 medals.
And I always trip over the cord.
Why don't you pick up the new Rough Rider from Kennel Kim? It's cordless and lightweight. Plus, if you buy now, you'll get a bag of doggy biscuits. Free, so Fido can chew contently while he's being buffed. The results are in, and a new record has been set in a new category after a wind-powered vehicle officially traveled downwind faster than the wind. Naysayers said it couldn't be done, but Rick Cavallaro and the crew at fasterthanthewind.org proved it could be by actually doing it. They made the record runs during the July 4th weekend at El Mirage, California. The North American Land Sailing Association made it official Tuesday when it ratified the results. The DWF-TTW cart traveled directly downwind at 2.8 times the wind speed. The achievement means the record books, physics text, and even that Christopher Cross song will all have to be rewritten. Barring the exposure of an international aerodynamicist conspiracy, the question has been settled once and for all. Not that we expect the fierce debate to end quietly.